choose the candidate to represent them on the council. Currently, city residents vote on all of the candidates in what's called an at-large election. Elaine Holtz, a Northwest Santa Rosa resident and member of the Santa Rosa Community Advisory Board, joins us live in the studio to talk about more on why Measure Q should pass. And we should mention that the former mayor, Jane Bender, was here yesterday talking in opposition to Measure Q. Good morning, Elaine. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning, Curtis, and thank you so much for having us on your show. This is really very exciting.
I know. You seem really charged up about Measure
Q. Oh, I am.
Why should people vote and support Measure Q?
Well, to begin with, you know, as a citizen, you know, when I vote, 99% of the time, I really don't know who I'm voting for. You know, I get a lot of literature in the paper. You know, it seems like the biggest piece of literature is the thing that the piece that gets the most attention. And by having district elections, which is similar to our Board of Supervisors here in Santa Rosa and, Sonoma County, this way I get a chance to know who is running. You know, I've been working with three candidates, Julie Combs, Carolyn Bonsuelos, and Gary Wysocki, and we've been walking. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, they can't walk the whole city. So how do people get to know who their representatives are? And also, when you go before the city council, you know, they have this three-minute button, right? It's really nice. It's really nice when you have somebody that you can contact. Like, for example, Mike McGuire is my Board of Supervisors representative. I live in the 4th District. If I have an issue, I can call him. I know him. He's knocked on my door. I looked him in the eye. I asked him questions. And I don't see that with the city council. I don't think that I've ever had a city council member knock on my door, actually, in the Northwest District. In fact, in the past 30 years, I was looking at a letter to the editor that there's only been 4 representatives from our area in the past 30 years. So there's something that is out of balance here. And I think the way you balance it is about having an opportunity to be able to meet the person who is running in your area. And then on the other side of the coin, when you look at the people who decide, who have the courage to throw their hat in the ring, so to speak, they have a smaller area, it's more cost effective for them, and they can actually knock on doors and meet the people. And I am amazed when I walked, especially when I walked for Carolyn Bonsuelos, we walked together, I was amazed at all the questions the people asked us. I mean, I thought they were just going to slam the door on us, you know, but people were really curious, mm-hmm. and they were very happy to meet her. And so I think it's very, very important that people have that opportunity. And you know that we're in a lot of trouble in this country. And I think a lot of it is because we don't know who's representing us. And then the biggest sign seems to win. And, you know, I ask the question, and I would encourage voters to ask the same question. When I see these big signs out there and I see a little sign, I say, wait a minute, why is that big sign out there? Who's paying for that big sign? And here's the little sign. You know, there's not as much money behind that person. So well, there's a lot to be said.
Well, and speaking of money, the supporters of Proposition Q say that most of the representatives for the city of Santa Rosa come from certain areas in this city, but not all of the areas, and that some of the areas that are more heavily populated with, say, the Latino population and so forth, the city representatives don't come from that area, and that this would help balance out geographical representation, particularly if you're talking about areas that have certain populations.
Totally. Totally. It would give an opportunity for more representation. Like, again, going back for people to meet their representatives, to talk about their issues, and to really participate in democracy. I mean, that's what democracy is all about. I mean, maybe, I don't know if I'm explaining it well, but all of us know there are special interest groups. There's money behind elections. You know, this kind of cuts it out a little bit. This kind of gives us a little bit more fairness. And that's why I am so excited about it. I mean, I know that there, you know, that people talk about change and this is going to happen and that is going to happen. And you know something, folks, whenever there's a change, there's always issues, you know, but you can't keep going on the same way, you know, keep doing things the same way over and over again. I mean, I first got involved when I went in front of the Charter Review Committee, and I looked at that committee and I saw, where's the diversity?
Well,
and
there weren't they the committee that also brought up district elections, this question again, that review committee that you went before?
At first, they may have brought it up, but they were totally against it.
Uh-huh.
Until the people spoke. And it was one of the most, like I mentioned before to you, I got in this by accident. I was going to one meeting, and I ended up in a district election meeting and found out that they didn't want to put it on the ballot. Well, I said to myself, wait a minute. Why don't they want to put it on the ballot? You know, the first line in our Constitution is we the people. We the people have a right to decide. Why don't they want the people to decide? Why don't they want to educate the people and let them know the pros and cons of having this brought forward? And I was appalled by it. I was appalled that there was such a swing vote that they did not want it. Three times they brought it up. They did not want it on the ballot.
Well, it is on the ballot. It is Measure Q. Whether or not the city representatives, the city council members, should be chosen by districts. Now, Elaine, if there's a question or people would like to find out more information, is there a website or a phone number or somebody they can
contact? Well, there's definitely a website,
mm-hmm.
and the website is, I'm just looking here, it's called info@districtelectionsforsr.com. Let me spell that out for you, Curtis. info@districtelectionsforsr.com. And also, they can feel free to give me a call. It's 707-527-5987. I'm happy to answer any question. And I have to say one other thing that is
quickly, because we're running out of time.
Okay, that's so impressive to me. Our Board of Supervisors, Mike McGuire, and also Efren Carrillo, and also Shirley Zane, are very much behind this. And I know if you have Board of Supervisors behind it and people that are already in the political arena and they support it, I think people need to look at it. And myself personally, I just want the listening audience to know I'm just a private citizen. I'm not attached to anybody. I'm not doing this because someone's saying do it. I'm doing it because in my heart, as a mother, as a grandmother, as a concerned citizen, I think this is a very, very important measure and people need to really study it.
All right. Gotcha. Elaine Holtz, she is a private citizen. She's currently supporting Measure Q on the November ballot. Elaine, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Curtis. Thank you, and wishing you much success. And folks, don't forget to vote. You know, if you don't vote, your vote doesn't count.
826 now at the News and Talk of Sonoma County.